to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater that I bought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
This is John Marshall Jones, member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated and lead actor of the hit series Smart Guy and Bounce TV's In the Cut. You're listening to Media Fury Radio, hosted by celebrity consultant Valerie Denise Jones. Fast, furious, relevant media. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Visit MediaFuryRadio.com for more details. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys. All right, all right, all right. It's Media Fury Monday, and you're tuned in to Media Fury Radio, and I'm Valerie Denise Jones. If you are listening via the computer, please make sure that you call us at 515-605-9376. Again, that number is 515-605-9376. And I told you guys we've got a great show for you today. We got Ms. Cheryl Cooley in the building. And she is one of the original members of that American all-female band that was formed and created not too long ago. She is still very young and vibrant and very beautiful, and I what I want to do at this time is I definitely want to just go on and bring Miss Cheryl in and give her a nice meeting. Hi, Miss Cooley. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be on the show and you know, give you a little climax energy going on there and have a meeting in the ladies' room.
I just wish I could bottle your energy. It is infectious. I love it. You know, I almost felt guilty starting the show off the way that I did. But I did want to share, you know, I always do like little tidbits at the beginning of the show. So that was real important, you know. And I wanted to talk about Beyonce because it sort of kind of supports today's, you know, the whole feel of today's show. And that's about women's empowerment. Now, I want to ask you something about a line because she says, don't slap me. Now, see, I'm from a different cloth, obviously, cut from a different cloth. Because my line would have been like, I'm not in the mood, I might slap you. Well, why is that in reverse? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't slap me. Like, I was like, what? I got to get her to explain that. Because my brain was, like, malfunctioning. I think I saw a little smoke come out of my ears as well. But, well, what does that mean? Don't slap me, like me. A black woman? Really?
Well, you have to understand our very first single that the whole phrase came from was from the menopause when she said, slap me because I'm, slap me because I know I'm looking good. So that's what the slap me is about. It's about, you know, you're looking good, you're feeling good, you know, you better slap me because I'm feeling good and nothing can stop me here. So meeting in a ladies' room was an answer to that, like, don't slap me right now, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, okay, a good slap. Oh, you know, okay, I get it. I guess we would have called it like a spanking or something, you know. Wow, yeah, that threw me for a loop. Also, because I listened to some of your interviews, I've been, like, binging on you all day. So I'm going to ask you a slap question here in just a second. But I heard in an interview you said that song was actually inspired by a club event happened in a club where one of the members approached a man who was with his girlfriend, somebody that you guys worked with, and I guess she, you know, gave him a very welcoming, right? And the girlfriend was like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
I
need to see you outside. She was like, no, ladies room. And so So that would be a good song. Of course a man would do that. He wouldn't try and be like, no, ladies, this makes absolutely no sense. I'm not worth it. Don't fight over me. Of course not. Of course he wouldn't do that. Of course he'd be like, yeah, yay. I'm going to think about my money. I'm going to think about the name of a song. Let them cat fight. Really? Really? See, that's what I'm talking about.
These men making money off of women again.
I swear, that is crazy. Yeah, but
yeah.
Were you there when that happened? When, I mean, did they get into an actual altercation or, you know, did they figure it out?
Right, no, I wasn't there. I mean, I heard the story with the next day going back into the studio session. You know, we heard the story about what happened, and all it was is that, you know, when she went over to greet him and kiss all over him, the girlfriend was like, well, who is she? And then she just really got up from the table and went to the ladies' room, and then he thought, oh, that's a great idea for a song, but there was never really any altercation. She was just not going to just sit there and let some woman put her hands all over her man, so she left to the ladies' room to keep her, you know, having an altercation right there in the club, because at the time, you know, everybody's celebrity, so you're not going to, you know, like, put all your business out there. You're not going to have a fight. At least you didn't do that back then.
Yeah, they'll fight today. They fight and get paid today. It's called Housewives. All of them. Atlanta, Toronto. I don't know. I don't watch them. Every Housewife. Love and not hip hop. everything, all of them. This, they fight and get paid today. So the best fight, you know, get the most money, and that's how that go.
And, oh my!
Yeah, that's how that go. I have so many ways to unpack today's interview, and I want you. We need like a you heard a Kevin Hart, the comedian.
Right. Uh huh.
Right. Okay. So there's so many loaded questions. So if I go too far to the left or right, I need a safe word like pineapple, like pink or blue, or pink and black. That was one of y'all albums. You know, some stuff like that. Just tell me, because I want to open this up, because I just recently found out there are three climaxes. Is that right? Or there's one, or... Because I was all over the place, so I just want to make sure which direction not to go.
Well, legally, we can all equally have ownership of the name and have our own band. So there are six members in Climax, so we can legally all have our own band. We all legally own the name. So there are, a couple of versions out.
Gotcha. All right. And also, I wanted to thank you before I get too far. Thank you so much for adding my information to your website. I totally appreciate that. That was really, really kind of you. I definitely appreciate it. So I want to, again, talk about, so I got the slap part out, because that was, like, big on my paper. I'm going to tell you. I put that, I wanted to know that. I definitely wanted to know what that was about. And I want to ask you, because I've been watching, man, I hope that you got your guitar near you right now, because I'm going to be jealous if you don't play something for me live on air. And that's, you know, I'm...
Well, okay, so, you know, we performed this weekend, so everything is still packed up.
Oh, man. Okay. That's a good American excuse card excuse. I'll let you charge on it. Yeah.
Okay, but you can look on our calendar and see that we actually played Saturday with Morris Day and you know, Barcades and Confunction. So, yeah, everything is still packed up. We haven't unpacked yet. And see, rehearsal's not until Thursday. So, you know, it's not going
right.
to until...
Yeah, you have some beautiful, beautiful guitars. Oh, my gosh. They're like art pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that – I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually still have the same guitar I had when I was in high school, and that is the guitar that I actually played on the menopause and the meeting in the ladies' room video.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
So you started out when you were 11 with a toy guitar, and then
right.
you got guitar lessons, then you got a degree in music. Where did you go to school?
I actually got my degree at Los Angeles City College in commercial music.
All right. And then I saw, gosh, I love your resume, because you worked at a bank, but you had always dreamed of being in a special band. Now, I need you to walk me through this, because it said that someone at the bank actually told you they were related to Peebo Bryson, and then Peebo Bryson wasn't interested, and he gave your stuff to Margaret Nash at Solar Records.
Hold on. You got a few names mixed up. Okay, so it went like this.
Okay.
So I was working at a bank. We won't mention the bank because, you know, not everybody likes the bank anymore because they're so mean. Anyway, I worked at a particular bank, and I was telling my supervisor about this all-girl band I was playing in. And she said, hey, if you give me a demo tape, I'll take it to my uncle. He's a producer for Peebo Bryson. His name is Johnny Pate. So I told the band about, you know, we got to make this demo tape. So we went into the studio, we made some songs up, and one of the songs was the first single that we got released, which was Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. So we went in the studio and recorded the songs and gave him the demo tape, and he didn't like it. Now, let me just say, sometimes that's a good thing, because when one door closes, that doesn't mean another door won't open. So he happened to be having lunch with one of the executives at Solar Records by the name of Margaret Nash, and he gave her the demo tape and said, I know this all-girl band. Here's her demo tape. Maybe you can do something with it. So she listened to it, and she loved it. She loved everything about the music and the idea and everything. So it was totally opposite of what he saw and he heard. So maybe it was that it took a woman to actually see the wonderfulness of the act. You know how that goes. Anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right. So she took the demo tape to Solar Records and Dick Griffey, and he signed us up within months. And like I said, our first single was Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman, which, you know, a lot of people don't know that because they don't know us. They don't recognize the songs until our third album with Meeting in the Ladies Room. But,
right.
Yeah, we weren't really together that long as a band before we were signed up immediately.
Okay. Now, you said something, and then I got a little confused because it said, I think in the interview you said that you guys didn't know each other.
Everybody has their own story how they got into the band. I mean, we didn't know each other before we got in the band. Like, for instance, I was playing with another band, and one of the girls in the band saw me in the rehearsal room, and she just came in and said, hey, you don't want to play this band with this band. You want to play with our band. We have an all-girl band. And then, you know, the keyboard player, we found her through a magazine that sold refrigerators and posted, you know, gigs and musicians. I mean, everybody has their own story. The lead vocalist, you know, she had auditioned for Rolls Royce, and they told her she sang too strong for the kind of songs they were performing, so they sent her over to, you know, to us. And so really everybody has their own bizarre story, and all of a sudden one day we were all together, and we're constantly expanding and growing. So the people that, you know, people see on the album cover now, everybody really has their own story how they got into the band, and voila, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, totally get that. Thank you so much for clearing that up, because, yeah, I didn't understand it. So, I mean, I'm almost thinking it was fate for you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
yeah,
who goes to work? I work with a lot of people, and I ain't never worked with nobody who had an answer to my dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I know such and such and such. Let me introduce you to such and such and such. No. They always needed me for something. You know, they were always looking for me to introduce them to such and such and such. So at a bank, you know what I'm saying? You meet somebody who knows somebody, like a people, but come on, get out of here. That's what you call favor. Again, don't slap me because I'm not in the mood kind of deal. That's beautiful.
You got the idea. Yes, you got the idea. Exactly.
Yeah, that is it. I definitely, because I, like I said, I watched your interviews, and they were right, like, listening to you. When I talked to you earlier, it just seems like, you know, like you have this energy, this beautiful spirit that I absolutely love. And so, you know, I was just coming up, like, when I was thinking of what to ask you during the interview, it was like all of these things, like asking you, you know, how do you define success? How would you describe yourself as a musician? But it was just like, as I listened to you, I felt like I knew the answer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How would you describe? Because it just seems like a person would have to bottle your energy, because there's a lot of it, you know what I'm saying? And that's so beautiful. So it's one of those things where the interviewer can really go anywhere with you, because it's just like just one of those kinds of experience, like a dream interview, you know what I'm saying? Where you're not afraid to talk or go or be you, or and I absolutely love that. So how do you describe yourself in like one sentence?
Trying to have fun in any situation I can.
Yeah. I love that. Because that's very, especially now, especially in the Make America Great moment, you know what I'm saying? It's nice to hear that, because everybody's always thinking, I'm black. Somebody going to shoot me today. I'm black. You know, somebody going to cuss my kids out. I'm black. Somebody going to call the cops. You know what I'm saying? So it is really, really refreshing to definitely hear that. So how do you spend your free time? Because like I said, I think that people normally, you know,
when they start playing. You've been playing since the age of 11, and now you're probably like 18, 19 years old. I get it. I get it. I get it. You know. you know. But you have very, very strong skills. Like, you haven't lost stage presence. You haven't, like I said, you haven't lost your energy. You haven't lost your passion. So it's like, is this like playtime and work for you? Like, I couldn't really tell the difference. It's like, she just, like, the life is just a playground. You know, that's really good.
Oh, my gosh. But you're right. You're right. Work and play kind of, you know, mingles together for me. But, I mean, I always encourage people, find what your passion is. Find what it is that makes you happy. Find an avenue that you can do what makes you happy and make money at it at the same time, so you don't have to worry about, you know, working an 8-hour job and then trying to, you know, I don't know, whatever your passion is, painting rocks. I don't know. You paint rocks and sell them. And you don't have to, you know, whatever your passion
right.
is, making clothes,
right.
making shoes. I don't know. Painting the street. But, you know, that really is the key. If you can make your passion, your love for whatever your artistic ability is, or your intellectual ability is, if that's what you like to do, if there's, you can find work and play winds up being the same thing. I mean, even in being in the band and touring and stuff, sure, there's a lot of work involved. I mean, I remember a lecturer saying, you know, the music business is 90% business and 10% music. I mean,
yeah.
I get that idea. You know, you do have to have your business together, but, you know, if you know how to do it effortlessly, you know, without putting up, because, I mean, there's always going to be some promoter that's going to try to stress you out. But if you know what you know, that you know what you know, that they're trying to put on you, you work through it. You work through
yeah.
it. You don't let it affect your body, your mind. And once you get up on that stage, all that stuff that they, you know, tried to throw at you that is non-essential will just fall away. Because once you and the audience and the fans and the friends exchange that musical energy, all else falls away.
Yeah. And I love how in most of your interviews you were talking about the marriage, you know, how you allow the audience to really insert themselves into your show. And I like that. Because I approach my radio shows that way. Heck, I can approach my consulting business, everything. People have a hands-on approach. You know what I mean? Like, when you went to I guess my grandmama taught me that, because when you came to her house, dag, if she was serving you, get up, honey, come on, come on, come on in here. You know, you just didn't get in her, don't put your hands in her pot, and you were good. But somebody was making you know what I'm saying?
Putting
plates on the table. Everybody did something. Then you felt like you were a part of something. So I really, really appreciate that. Do you still, you know, do that? Because I know nowadays there's a lot of crazies out here, you know, but do you really engage your audience that way where they're like part of the show? You guys got a lot of shows coming up. I was on your calendar. And you're like booked through 2025. I felt like I was just scrolling and scrolling.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say, you know, the universe has aligned itself so that we, you know, are definitely doing a lot of shows. You know, whatever the universe, God, whatever your belief system is, you know, things have just really lined up. But I mean, this didn't just happen overnight. That for me, this has been. You know, the resurgence of Climax, the restarting of it, the playing music again. You know, this is like about a 15-year track for me to actually keep the legacy going. So it's not like it happened overnight. I mean, there's mm-hmm. been work involved, and it's really refreshing that the work is now starting to pay off. And, I mean, I love it that the audience, the listeners, they still want to hear the music. They still want to buy tickets to come see Climax. They still love the legacy. They still want to see an all-female band up there, you know, shaking and grooving. So I'm really appreciative that the audience, the paying ticket holder and all of that, they still want to see that. And that I am honored with that. And I've got to get up there and do my best. If they're going to spend their hard-earned money to come and see Climax, the legacy, the music, I'm going to definitely show up on stage and give them my best, even if I bring a guitar.
No, don't do that. Speaking of, you know, the people that you've influenced, I read somewhere that it's possible that you're all female bands, you know, that model is influenced names like Beyonce and Prince. Is that true? And if it is, how do you feel about that, knowing that Beyonce was inspired by you, and that's one of the reasons she sought out to have an all-female, you know, all her musicians be female?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely honored that they would, you know, follow the idea. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Climax, we were just doing what we enjoyed doing, which was playing music. We had no idea that we would be that influential, that the idea of an all-female band would be that influential for, you know, for years to come. So it's really interesting to see, you know, when I'm searching around on social media or whatever, because I'm on social media way too much. But anyway, you know, and all of a sudden I see, you know, a band of women with instruments playing. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, they like the idea, they like this concept, and they're also going to try the idea out too. So it's kind of like a wow moment, you know. But, you know, just having an instrument in hand, for me, that's more rewarding than anything else, because, you know, the idea of playing a live instrument is such a dying art now. You know, I love to see whether it's, you know, a female, a male picking up an instrument and actually playing it live. That part is the part that I'm really passionate about, because, you know, right now it's easy to push a button or get a computer or make noises or sounds or whatever the computer makes. But to actually sit there and take lessons, whether it's, you know, a live person teaching you or you're getting it off the internet, but to actually take the time and the mental energy to sit there and learn how to play a live instrument, to me, that's more rewarding than whether it's an all-female band, an all-male band, a mixed band, a whatever band, a transgender band, a gay band. It don't matter to me. But the fact that you have an instrument in your hand, that part to me is rewarding.
Yeah. And well, what would you say to a lot of these girl bands? Because they seem to disband more than stay together, you know, like it just, they'll do things wonderful, like maybe a Fifth Harmony, because I really liked a lot of their songs, because like yours, it was fun, you know what I'm saying, and empowering. But it just seems like everybody wants a solo career. Everybody wants to do their own thing, you know. Nobody wants to be a group. And or you'll have one person that really, really stands out. I'm drawing a blank because P. Diddy had a group, and there was one girl. She was extremely beautiful and really stood out just physically, you know what I'm saying? She was just that beautiful and that exotic looking. But she stood out, and then all the other girls felt like they were playing second fiddle because she was the one who, I guess, had the strongest voice. You know, she could play, like you said, multiple instruments, and so they were always pushing her to the forefront. And then when she stayed, they were like, oh, you know, we all want to do X, Y, Z, and we should share. And people weren't buying it because at that point they had grown accustomed to her, you know what I'm saying, being the face of or the lead singer or something. But what do you say to our young listening female audience, to these young girls who aspire, you know, to do what you did or want to be part of a girl group? Is there any hope, or should they pursue a solo career?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing about music is it's always expanding. You know, creativity can never be contained. You know, to have a band or to have a group, the whole idea is the camaraderie or the chemistry of the band. Now, that's not to say any one, two, or three people don't have talent to expand other places. I mean, in a way, that's great. But I think also the dedication to the chemistry and the band is also necessary. I mean, I don't see why people can't do both, be in a band and also do their own solo career. I mean, there's a lot of there's a couple of artists I can think of that did it. I just can't think of his name. I can see his face. You know, he was a drummer and he was a drummer one of the rock bands, and he did his own. He played with the band as well as he did his own solo project. So I think people think it's all or nothing, and realistically, there's such a vast audience out there now, especially with the internet. I mean, there is probably more of a vast audience now than, you know, back in the 90s and all. But there's such a platform, there's such an arena out there to be able to express yourself as a band, as a group, as a unit, as well as individual. And then, you know, to express yourself as an individual and come back to the group. There's plenty of room out there. There's plenty of people out there that are willing to listen and appreciate your music. You don't just have to do one or the other. You can realistically do both.
Yeah. Definitely. And because you've got like a cornucopia of different things, genres and stuff, because you, I think I read somewhere, and this will be my last question, is that I don't want to be selfish. I'm going to definitely play a song, another one of my favorites, The Men All Pause. Yeah, I had a couple of those moments when I was faking it till I made it as a model. definitely inspired by that. Still had that song, you know, in my playlist. But yeah, you guys were known for shock releases. I appreciate that because it was like people didn't really know what to expect from you next, and I like that. And you wrote a lot of, you know, the music. So are you open to writing for others? And how do you feel about ghostwriting? Because that seems to be a really big deal, huge argument, and causes a lot of internet beef. Because other people are writing, you know, for people nowadays, so.
Yeah, I don't know if I really have an opinion on that whole ghostwriting. I mean, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, try something else. I really feel that a person should find their niche. What is it that works for you? If you write for other people better than you can, you know, write or perform for yourself, then that's what your niche is. That's where your creativity is. So, you know, it's kind of I want to say about gray area, but I don't really feel one way about it, one way or the other. But I do feel that, you know, any performer should always be true to their audience. I mean, if you're, you know, going to sing, you know, improve on your singing or practice on your singing. Don't expect for a studio electronic manipulation to make you be a better singer. I mean, take some lessons, learn how to sing, but, you know, don't cheat your audience, you know, and you have your CD sounding like you're a wonderful opera singer, and then all of a sudden you sing live and you're sounding like Donald Duck. You know who Donald Duck is?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you have to be of standard and substance and integrity with your audience. Be who you naturally are. If you sing, you know, flat and you have the bomb tracks, well, then you just sing flat and you have the bomb tracks. People are either going to love you or they're not going to love you. Either they're going to buy your product or they're not going to buy your product. But the having honesty and integrity in your art, that is so much more important. Whether you're male or female, you have an all-female band, an all-male band, whatever kind of band you have. I mean, if that's your niche, if that's your talent to, you know, be an abstract type of actor or singer, then be that. But don't try to be another, I don't know, Chaka Khan and you sounding like, I don't know, Captain Crunch and the Funky Bunch. I don't know.
Right.
you really have to be true to yourself, true to your art, true to your audience. You know, that is most important, because if you're giving your audience your honest talent, they're going to love you. They're going to love you. And if they don't love you, they're going to move on and somebody else is going to take their place. That's the most important, is to be of honesty and integrity in your art.
Well, a lot of these people auto-tune, you know, nowadays. Like, they don't sing. They just auto-tune or they mumble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell you what Future says yet. I just know it hits your lower chakras, and you're definitely going to dance, but you don't know what the heck he can be saying. He can be walking you into hell, and you wouldn't even know it. He just made it sound really good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This music,
oh,
I swear, I let my nephews get the best of me, because they got me into kiddie music. This 21 Savage and Tech This and da 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 da. It's crazy. But yeah, I see a couple hands are up, and I definitely want to get some of the ladies in, because I, again, another thing, like I said, I've been studying
you pretty much all day. And I love how you guys were about that whole be you, love yourself, be the best you. You lived under that motto, and that was a wonderful thing. So right now I want to say to all these beautiful women on the board, I see you, Gloria, I see you, Ebony, I see you, Rhonda, so many other women, you know, beautiful women. Why don't we do this right now? Why don't we make the men pause for just a second? We're live with Miss Cooley, having a great time. Media Fury Radio. We'll be back in a sec.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done. My hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I was at home feeling crazy. So I went down to the speakeasy. As soon as my feet hit the door, I had all attention from the dance floor. Don't you know the men are boss?
Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go. Bye.
Join the number one leading finance expense company, Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance. Be your own boss. Daily compensation and monthly residuals. Contact Ebony Fire at 216-224-5311 for details.
Are you a dope go-getter like a stylist, model, beauty expert, or independent artist doing your thing? If so, Fashion Life and Tea is looking for you. All you have to do is email us at info@fashionlifeandtea.com for a chance to be on our podcast. To learn more about who we are and what we do, you can check out our blog at fashionlifeandtea.com.
All right, guys, you are tuned in to Media Fury Radio. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. We've got Miss Cheryl Cooley in the building, and it's been cool as hell up in here. She said don't slap her today because she is not in the mood. She is definitely not in the mood. Oh, my gosh, I love your energy. Oh, my God, I got to figure out a way to bottle that because I swear I could patent it and become what freaking Gather and Microsoft beat them, Apple all them out. Man, oh, man, oh, man, this is nice. I love it. I love it. We definitely want to bring in the women because I want to hear from a few women. Gloria and Ebony, I see you guys have not pressed the number one. I wish you would do so at this time so I'll know that I can bring you in, that it's okay. You don't have any background noise because I definitely want to celebrate the women today. Another person I want to celebrate is the person who blessed me with you today, Ms. Cooley, and that would be Jeff Kwan over there at Bay Life Radio. I totally appreciate him because he has really, really, really been a true inspiration and such a cool dude. So, so freaking cool.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff has really been very supportive of me and, you know, Climax and the music and the legacy. So we definitely send him all the love and hugs out to him.
Yes, 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 of course. Thank you so much, Jeff. I wish he would have pressed the number one, too, so that we can bring him in. But I got somebody who, oh, Daryl's going to love this one. But anyway, I got somebody who, a little gift for you, Ms. Cooley, and someone who knows Solar Records very, very well. You still have a really strong relationship with them, right? I'm sure you knew, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Again, I said, put out the safe word if I go too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, pineapples, pineapples, you know, if I go too far. But, ladies, give me 1 second. I know it should be ladies first, but Michael Gay is actually at work. He's over there working hard at, is it Lowe's or Home Depot? I can't remember. Pastor Gay, come on in the building. You better be glad I'm not on my other soundboard because I would have that. Hallelujah. You know.
I know. So. Glad you're not on the other soundboard.
Yeah, right.
How you doing,
exactly.
Cheryl Cooley?
I'm doing
Cooley.
Good.
We got Pastor Gay on the line for you. He's over there at the Church of Ebenezer, Get Your Freak On, such and such and such, .. Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Hey, I've been sitting back and listening, and it's just great to speak with you. You probably don't recall who I am. We crossed paths a few times, but you probably remember my brother Niles Gay at Solar, and he was in promotion. Yeah, right. And it was that was some time ago. But I keep in touch with, of course, you know, Dina and Edna and Kevin and all of them. You know, it's just great to hear you and see. And to hear you on the show. I have to everybody a different question, but my question for you with Climax, I don't know if this was already asked, but this being an all-girl band, and though there were many other girl bands, I mean, you had the Bangles, you had, you know, all those other girl bands out there. Was it surprising to you guys that you guys hit it so big, you know, just right out the gate? I mean, did you really expect it to go over as well as it did, or was it just beyond your imagination?
Well, actually, that's
no, go ahead.
It's kind of an inside-out answer because we didn't know we weren't supposed to be successful. However, you have to understand that the first two albums were not successful. So it was kind of a slap in the face when we weren't, like, immediately accepted in the, you know, in the music industry. Now, it's funny because I always explain it like this because, first of all, being a black all-female band was, you know, kind of, you know, rock was okay. But, you know, here you come with this R&B and you trying to be an all-female band. We don't know if we want to accept that. So to give you an example, the DJs on the radio would say on our first album, they say, here's a band called Climax. And then the second album was called, here's the band called Climax. Well, by the time we got to the third album, Meeting in Laser, it was just, and here's Climax. So it was a reversion, you know. But, yeah, it wasn't immediately accepted. I mean, I have to give, you know, all sorts of hugs and love out to Solar Records because Dick Griffey was willing to go the long haul with us and not just drop us after the first album like they do nowadays. You know, they use you and lose you kind of thing. But we were actually at Solar Records for almost a 10-year span. And, you know, Dick really believed in the concept of an all-female band. And whether we sold records or not, he kept us on the label.
Wow. Well, one last question. The day that Los Angeles recognized Solar Records, I believe I saw you at that event. I wasn't there, but I saw the event live stream. What was it like to be around some of your, you know, bandmates or other artists that were on the label that day? Because I understood that after the ceremony that you guys got together, I mean, what was it like being around all that talent again, you know, of all the other groups, you know, Babyface, Lakeside, you know, Climax, everybody? I mean, what was that feeling like?
It was almost like I never thought this could ever happen again, but it was great to see everybody. It was great to be around everybody. You know, it was like old homecoming kind of thing. We never thought that that would happen, and for it to actually come into fruition was such a great feeling to really understand how much of an impact, you know, Solar Records, the artists, the writers, the producers, how much impact on the music industry that we had. Because, I mean, we, you know, Solar wasn't a big record company, but they were very concentrated with a lot of great talent. And to see how we were recognized and to understand how much of an impact that we made at Solar, that, you know, Solar Records, Dick Griffey, his dream, all of that, to see how that really made an impact on the music industry was just such a wonderful feeling.
Wow. Hey, and Valerie, you know, I think you heard me say this before, and I'm going to shut up, but it was something when Solar first started in the building in Hollywood, and they were on this floor, and then up above them was Motown Records. So Solar was making the most noise on the radio for years, I mean, on end. It was something.
Right.
It was really something to see that. Thank you for the questions and the answers.
Oh,
sure.
Thank you, Michael. Michael, go on and give your show a shout-out so that we know, because I know you're at work. You won't be around when we do our roundtable thinking. I see you, Ali. Hey.
Oh,
and I see you, Mr. Logan. A couple people
Now. Okay. Well, it's the Michael Gay Show. It airs every Saturday here on the J. King Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. It's at 515-605-9376. We talk about any, everything, all the time, every time. So if you're interested in some really interesting conversation and debates, give us a call every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, here on the J. King Network, The Michael Gay Show. Hey, take care, Cheryl. Hope to hear from you again. All right.
Yeah,
peace.
Cheryl, we're going to see if we can't get you over there at Michael's place so you can talk about the funk. Because I definitely I wanted to get to that part. Because, man, you know, I can't even say you're a funky person because that wouldn't come out right, you know. So, funk person. I was trying to figure out how to say that because you're definitely the funk. I'll work on it. I'll work on it right now. Let me just go on and bring in Ms. Gloria.
With you.
I don't take offense to that. Yes,
You know, guys, we're in that sensitive me too, whatever you say could work against you too error. You know, hi, Miss Gloria. Welcome. Miss Gloria is like family here, Miss Cooley. She is in your industry. She controls the lives of a lot of industry folks.
from, she's got like, I think, 144,000 clients, don't you?
Well, I don't think I would be here if I had 144,000 clients. But I do have quite a few. It's a group of 100, it's called 144,000 Chosen Few. And then I also work with Judah Priest, Fire Nation. And what it is I put a lot of emphasis on the independent artists at this time of my, you know, career, whereas I did used to work with the commercial artists at one point. But I do want to say I'm excited to speak with you.
And also
to let you know that I have all, let me tell you, it's so funny that you're on here because I was just playing the music like a few weeks ago and I was in the car screaming and hollering and singing. And I thought I was one of you guys. But I do have a question for you. It's a two-part question. The first question I have is, and I know this, you got to know, do you recall the very first time your music, where were you? Do you recall when your music first hit the airwaves?
Yes, I remember like it was yesterday. Let me tell you what I was doing. Okay, so in Los Angeles, there's a street called La Cienega. You can drive down La Cienega at the time where I was going, I think, south toward the 405 freeway. You can go like about 45 miles without the police like beating you down. And so I was driving down that street, and all of a sudden, like I said, the DJ said, and here's this group called, what's the name of this group? I think it's an all-girls group. Here's a band called Climax. And all of a sudden I heard, never underestimate the power of a woman, and I lost it. I was so happy that I was coming to a stoplight because I was going to run into somebody. I was screaming and hollering, and oh, my God, it was just so exciting. It was a dream come true. It was a dream come true. Oh, my God, it was a dream come true because not only was I hearing myself play on the radio, but I also wrote the song. So it's like everything that I learned in college about being a musician, a composer, a performer, was all of a sudden in that moment on the radio playing in my life. Oh, my God, I was so excited. Okay, I'm sorry. I was a little too much there. But, yeah, it was wonderful.
I love it. I love it. I wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear that story. I did. My other question is, my other question for you is, I know that you had mentioned a little bit ago that, you know, 90% was talent, 10% was business. But do you think that that whole thing has changed a little bit now?
Okay,
say that because
I said it's the opposite. I said 90% business, 10% music.
I'm sorry. So my question is, I run into a lot of artists that, of course, want to be represented, and I love them dearly. But at the end of the day, I've noticed that they really don't understand the business and how it actually works. And so, I mean, I take up a lot of time with the artists that I have because I want them to understand the business as well as their talent. So what is your – can you offer some advice to the young ladies, young men, whomever are out there trying to make a way for themselves that they need to, now I'm not going to tell you what to say, but can you offer some guidance in them understanding that it's really important to understand the business side as well as the music?
Right. No, I understand your question. Let me just say, you know, one of the things that we have lost, unfortunately, are the record companies who would teach you what the business was about. So, you know, now that our good friend Bill Clinton has deregulated the entertainment field, then, you know, we're kind of all out there on our own. So, you know, my first thing I would say is, you know, the internet is your friend. You know, do a search, you know, do studies or, you know, kind of go on the internet and see what some of the successful artists are doing. And I'm not talking about the successful artists that are, you know, the A-listers on the radio, but the successful independent artists that have had to make their own way, you know, see what they did to, you know, be able to play for the venues that have, you know, 4, 5, 10,000, 50,000 people. you know, go to the concerts and see what they're doing, how they're displaying their talent. Because a lot of times, I as a performer, I'm telling you, I cringe when I see some of these on stage, and there's absolutely no professionalism. But it's not their fault; they have nowhere to learn it. Now, I've heard a lot of industry people talk about they want to have these workshops and they want to have these seminars. I haven't seen any of, well, no, let me put it that, I haven't been to very many that, you know, maybe because I'm not invited, but I'm not saying they don't have them. I'm just saying they're hard to find. They're not really publicly advertised for people to go to, and sometimes they're not affordable. And a lot of times these artists or these, you know, up-and-coming artists, they have the talent, but they don't have the substance or the money or the, you know, the finances. So a lot of these veterans, you know, if they really want to see the industry become more efficient, I'll put that word out there, you know, they really have to almost kind of give up their knowledge, give up their experience, because if we don't share our knowledge though and our experiences now, you know, don't complain about it 20 years from now, because when you had the chance to do it, you didn't take that chance, and now look what we have. So, I mean, I'm into sharing information. I don't have a problem sharing information. Now, I may not be the greatest guitar teacher because, you know, some people don't teach well. And, you know, I'm like, you know, after 5 seconds, if you don't get that guitar riff, I'm ready to move on. That's just me. But, you know, as
that's why I called you Miss Gloria and need a soundbite. I'm going to slap you because I'm not in the mood. We got to get the reverse. You ain't got no talent, and you come over to Miss Gloria's place, she can play your soundbite. I'm going to slap you because I'm not in the mood. Negro, you don't have no talent. Stop wasting my time.
You got to
make that soundbite. I'm telling you. See, I'm trying to tell you, and I just want 10% when you get rich off that ringtone. When you get off, you get rich. We gonna flip that thing like you said 90/10. Yeah, I want that ringtone. I'm trying to tell you it's gonna work.
No, but that's all of the questions that I have for you. Thank you so much. I'm glad that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, hang tight now because I got to get your contact information when we go around the board. Mr. Logan, I'm coming to you next. Ali, I see you on the board. And then I want to go around. This show goes by so fast, I swear. Like, this is one of the fastest. This show taught me Spanish. Andale, andale. It sure did. This is the one show that taught me Spanish. Ebony Fire. Okay, so you're not going to press the number one, so I'm going to have to push you out of the nest. I see you over there. But this is about women today. So, Ebony, just come in and at least say hello before we open the mic up to the men and let them say a few things because Ali has impressed. What? Mr. Logan's been waiting patiently, so I'm going to go to him next. But, Ebony Fire, go on and give us a Lincoln Heritage hello. Is she there? Oh my gosh, you talk about another one of the busiest women in her industry. That's Miss Ebony Fire. All right, well, right now what I'm going to do is that one artist to another, Miss Gloria, like I said, hang tight because I definitely want to get your contact information. We got a person, he's an original drifter, he's another original member. And yeah, man, I wish that I was on my other board because Miss Cooley, I would tell you one of his songs that he plays. He is so lucky that I cannot find that song. God dang it. I really can't. I swear, I hate this word sometimes. But anyway, I can't get to the thing fast enough. But anyway, I guess this is it.
You're going to learn today.
Right, I guess so. I learned my own voice. Well, welcome Hollywood Logan to the show. Meet Miss Cheryl Cooley.
Well, hello, Miss Cooley.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, listen. I just want to commend you on a great career, you know, you and Climax. I mean, you guys, and I just, I don't want to be one of those fellas that says, you know, you got a great all-girls band. You guys just had a great band all together. Let's tell the truth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what they got to do. Just tell the truth. You guys are awesome. You kicked a lot of ass, you know. You don't have to take a back seat to anybody. Tell the truth and shame the devil, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say, and I wish you – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's interesting because what a lot of people don't know is that Climax is the only all-female band, R&B, that has charted on Billboard. You know, there's no other. We're the only R&B all-female band that has charted on Billboard. Now, there's rock bands that have charted on Billboard, but as far as R&B, Climax is the only one.
Wow.
And that's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's truly awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. And I'm going to play this soundbite in honor of Pastor Gates, who is back there. Yeah, that's for his church and his whole congregation.
Wow.
But yeah, definitely. Oh, congratulations. Wow, I didn't know that. That's really nice. Quite the accomplishment. We got another person now who I'm going to force to say hello to you, Mr. Logan Haintyke, because I want you to give your updates, guys. We're down to about 20 minutes before we wrap today's show, and I have had a ball with Miss Cooley, and I absolutely love her laugh. I'm telling you, I'm going to reach out to you because we got to get some ringtones going here. Y'all know about my coins, right? Okay? So, yeah, I need that ringtone that say, hey, don't make me slap you because I'm not in the mood, and I also need that laugh. So there we go. Yes, and she's going to tell us how to get a little funky, so I need that ringtone too. But anyway, while we get a little funky, why don't we bring Mr. Muhammad Ali into the building?
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
How are you, Mr. Ali, Ali, Ali? Miss Cooley, you got to say his name three times. You can't just say Ali. That would be disrespectful. You got to say Ali, Ali, Ali. You know, we're doing the darn thing. All right. So, Ali, welcome to Media Fury Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was just chilling and listening to the show, and you brought me in anyway. So I'm going to go on and say hello to Miss Cooley. You know, I've met Miss Cooley once down in Bakersfield when her band was playing in Bakersfield in 2016. I met one of the lead singers, Christy, you know, the son. You know, so I took some pictures of y'all, and I think I sent them to Miss Cooley because she's one of my friends on Facebook. I sent the pictures to her on the inbox. I got videos and the girl drummer, I got her on this video. So I really appreciate Climax. I just want to say that I think that Miss Cooley's Climax group, because there's a couple of groups out there, but I think Miss Cooley's group, because I've seen them perform. I think she got the best Climax out there and one of the best Climax is closest to the original group. And I just want to say that. And her spirit is very, very great. You guys are hearing her laugh and all that. But, you know, in person, she is just as much as in tune as she is right here. Very real, very nice, very kind. Ain't got no rudeness to her. Very sweet lady, you know. And that's what I really appreciate about her because, you know, you go to the industry, you get slapped up and whapped out and knocked in and knocked out, but you know what? Miss Cooley took her guitar and stood like Rick James did, and she played, 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 and she has a great attitude, man. And you know, to go through all that and still have that attitude is amazing. And there's a lot of artists out there that's very rude, you know, don't want to talk to people. You know, they won't take no pictures with you. You know, they won't sign nothing with you, you know. And if they do take a picture with you, that's it. They move on. They ain't got nothing to say to you after that. but not Cheryl. I just want to say God be with you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Cheryl, Jeff Kwan said that about you too. Gosh, he went on and on. I mean, he's a super nice person, but he said the same thing about you. So I second that motion. Yeah, you definitely have a good reputation out here on that street. But I do still need my ringtone because, you know, shoot, I ain't got that reputation. I'll slap somebody. Now let me stop. I ain't going to slap somebody. Not in public, you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, man, this is so fun. But I wanted to add, I totally forgot. Where'd that name Climax come from? Because I was playing with it today, and I had actually asked anybody want to climax with me, and it was a little on the freaky side. I get it. I was trying to go towards funk, but it kind of fell towards freak. You know what I mean? But it's kind of, you know, kind of representative of my personality. People know that. They used to that. But where that whole climax with the two X's? Because mine would have had like three X's, you know.
It's like this. Climax means the ultimate peak of musical excitement. So how is it better to spell it but to put an extra X on it, because it is just such an exciting feeling to be musically entranced.
Uh-huh. I never know if she's like telling the truth or she's so animated.
Didn't I make that explanation well, G-rated?
You did. You hey, I was with you. I was. Bravo. We got to give an applause to that, people. Come on now. Y'all got to put your hands together for that. Because I really thought she was telling it. True. Like, that's how somebody sat down and said that. Hey, it sounds great. I love it. I totally love it. Does anybody else?
My ear
have
just
any
got
more?
Wet.
Oh, no!
So gross. Yeah. If you were looking for PG-13, I apologize because. I think that just stands for program over here. We be doing too much over here. We definitely do. I really thought, Mr. Logan, come back in the building, and Miss Gloria, come back. You guys work with artists. I definitely want to. We got about 5 more minutes to play a little bit, you know, to climax, get a little funky.
Okay.
So, do you guys have any more questions? Because, like I said, I wanted to ask you about the Funk Museum. What's the status of that? I meant to Google that. But then you guys, you know, ask her a question. Ali, you guys, Daryl, you haven't said nothing. What's
I thought
the
I did,
of the
but that's okay.
What's
you know
the
what,
status
I just,
of the...
I just,
there, hold on one sec. There, what's the status of the Funk Museum?
Well, that is in Dayton, Ohio, the Funk Museum, and we were honored to be able to donate some items, you know, from Climax back in the day and stuff, and then they have a display of the items that we gave them. So yeah, it's we went out there and you know, had a good time when we were traveling through Ohio a couple of years ago. But it's has a lot of great artists and all their different artifacts that they donated to the museum. There's a lot of stuff from I think Zap and Inkside, and a lot of those artists have donated to the museum. So I encourage anybody who's in Dayton to definitely go and visit the museum out there.
Oh, Daryl, how far is that from you? You're over there in Ohio. How far is that from you? Dayton.
Dayton, Ohio is actually on the other side of the state. It's
okay.
It's at the southwest end of the state. Cleveland is next to Lake Erie on the northern end. But it's about a 3 mile ride. But aren't some of your artifacts at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I could be, and I'll see. I got to get my list to see where all the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got like a lot going on. So, do you have any updates that you want to talk about before I go around the board and get everybody's contact information? Do you have any? I know you got like a plethora of events coming up. Like I said, I think you're booked out to like 2025. I wasn't kidding.
Well,
you got a lot of flyers on your website, and I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. hey, Mr. Logan, what's that song? Mr. Logan is our nasty resident. He has a song that could beat out that song. I'll be stroking. That's what I was doing on your page. I was swiping, you know, a lot.
I invite your listeners to, you know, definitely check us out on climax.com. That's KLYMAXX.com. And our calendar is there. Our next stop is actually going to be San Jose, California. And then we're going to go into Jacksonville, Florida. And then,
that's where I live.
Yeah. And Adelanto, California. So we've got quite a few shows that we're going to be doing, you know, this late summer, early fall, and then we'll be doing some dates with the Back to the Funky Life tour, and they're going to be, you know, hitting places like New Orleans and a bunch of cities. So, you know, just keep watch on the calendar there at climax.com. Our social media is there. I'm on Facebook way too much, so you can always find me there. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and, social media is not good for me because I stay there way too much.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You're connecting with your audience. Like I said, the one thing that you made very clear is that it's a marriage between you and your audience, and that's what makes the magic. You definitely got to date your audience. You got to court them. You got to romance them. You can't just slap them. Like these young kids are doing, you know, nowadays. Mr. Logan know about that. He know about getting a little nasty. Mr. Logan and Gloria, we got about one more minute to play with. Do you guys have anything else that you want to say to Ms. Cooley? We're going to get her social media information one more time.
Yeah.
And then Ms. Cooley, you know, I got some more dates for you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you on the other side.
Yeah, Ms. Cooley, I just want to say, you know, I wish you guys continued success, you know, and all that you do, and keep up the hard work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Well, I definitely agree with that. And I'm just going to let you know tomorrow morning, okay, on my commute, I'll be playing Climax. Just thought maybe I should share that with you. And, yes, I will be singing to the top of my lungs. You may even hear me. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, definitely. So, Ms. Cooley, give us some words to grow on. That's one of the things that we do here. Sometimes people pray. Sometimes they, you know, give words of encouragement. Sometimes they cut us out. But whatever it is, it's all family. So do you have anything that you want to share, especially with our young listening audience, any words that you can impart into their lives so that they could, we could just make America great again. Isn't that what our president said?
Let's make it funky again.
Make it funky again. There you
go.
Yeah. Oh, you know, a lot of people say follow your passion, follow your passion. But, my thing is enhance your passion. If your passion, like I said, if it's painting rocks, if it's making clothes, if it's making music, if it's doing hair, if that's what you enjoy doing, do whatever you can to try to make that your lifestyle, the way you make your living. Because when you're working and your passion is your work, life is so much lighter and easier and more fun. Just make your passion your lifestyle, your way of living, and you know, make other people happy about your talent, about what you can offer them, whatever your art is. Make people happy with it. The one thing I really enjoy is that people enjoy the music still of Climax. You know, if your passion is making any type of beauty, any type of artistic, make sure your audience is always happy with you present to them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And go on one more time. Tell us how to reach you on social media and give us that website again.
Okay. Our website is climax.com, KLYMAXX.com. Our social media on Facebook is facebook.com/climaxmusic. On Twitter.com/just climax. Twitter.com/climax. And YouTube is youtube.com/climaxmusic, and Instagram also is climaxmusic. So any of those social medias, you can also find them on our website.
Thank you, thank you. So you just don't know. I hope that this is the beginning. I know it is. I'm just going to claim it in the name of Jesus. We had a kind of relationship. But, yeah, I am really happy that this is the you know, the beginning of a very beautiful relationship. I appreciate you stopping by. Please, if you talk to Jeff Kwan before I do over there at Bee Life Radio, please tell him.